Our Man in China, Episode 1, The Prologue. I'm taking you back 10 years to my 14th month stay in China, a period that stretched from January 2010 to March 2011. As we all know, the country has come under heavy criticism for its preparation and consumption of certain foods of late, and the following 9 episodes give an insight into habits and customs I observed in a city named Suzhou. When it comes out you've lived in China, 90% of folk show surprise before muttering, "Ah, what was China like?" And since that response cannot be condensed into a few sentences, I found myself constantly retelling the same story over and over again. I soon stopped mentioning that I'd been there altogether and decided to write it down instead. I discovered a country unlike my own, hot and humid, yet lacking in either love or affection. A place where I unassumingly ate various species of animal, deliberately feasted upon both reptiles and amphibians, and even tried to get my teeth into pig's ears, chicken feet, and donkey dick. I learned from a government official what it was like to live as a gay man in modern-day China, and dealt with the experience of losing a friend to alcohol intoxication from Baijiu, an incredibly strong rice wine often downed in shots at business meetings. I experienced university life on a campus of thousands, and off it, bars that doubled up as brothels, as I discovered a region rich with human trafficking controlled through crystal meth. This was the China I saw in 2010, or at least in Suzhou, an industrial city in the southeast. These are ramblings of what one 25-year-old British man saw and did before he couldn't tolerate any more and fled home. Not before he broke into the university where he worked to steal his own passport. The following is an honest account of what I experienced.